It's pure entertainment.
Yes, yeah. You will definitely leave humming a tune.
Another opening, another show.
It's a humorous musical with a touch of Shakespeare that actress Katie Howell and director-choreographer Diane Lalla simply couldn't resist. The original production opened on Broadway 65 years ago. Lalla says this version of Kiss Me, Kate,
which is the revival version that was done in 1999, has new orchestrations, so the dancing is a little bit more extended. I think there's something in it for everyone. Kiss Me, Kate combines Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew and Cole Porter's wonderful music and lyrics. It's a play within the play where each of the cast members' onstage life is complicated by what's happening offstage.
A turbulent behind-the-scenes romance and onstage mischief involving a famous couple will keep audiences entertained as they move between the plays. Actress Katie Howell has dual roles, starring as Kate in The Taming of the Shrew and Lily. Plum roles, she admits, that come with challenges.
It's also just such an epic role. A lot of people know this play. I want to do it justice, you know, and I don't want to just do it. I want to do it well. I want people to say, oh yeah, I like her version, you know?
Howe is a Tulane alum who hails from Rhode Island.
Yes, I graduated in 2009, proud Tulane alum, and I graduated with a BFA in musical theater. Michael Howard was my main professor, and he is also my mentor. I adore him. I now live in New York City, pursuing the dream. Anytime I am invited to return to Summer Lyric Theater, I always take that offer. Love being in New Orleans.
Howe's first starring role with Summer Lyric Theater can best be described as a baptism by fire.
Yes, the summer of 2007, I was asked to take over the leading role in Cole Porter's High Society at Summer Lyric Theater, because the woman who had originally had the lead was called to do a role at the Met. So I did take over with 2 weeks' notice, and that was quite nerve-wracking, but it was amazing, an amazing experience.
Kiss Me, Kate is filled with big numbers, 18 Cole Porter classics audiences are sure to remember. Director Diane Lalla.
The Cole Porter music is wonderful. There are so many hits from this show. Wunderbar, So in Love, Too Darn Hot, which is a big number that opens Act Two. So it's a really strong cast. We're having a lot of fun. We have a 20-piece orchestra under the direction of Roger Grodsky. It's going to be a great evening of entertainment, wonderful traditional good old musical theater.
Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate opens tonight and runs through Sunday in Dixon Hall on the Tulane University campus. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.